Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Speaking of traveling, one might hear a variety of accents should you happen to be lucky enough to travel around the world or the country. And apparently there is an international media company named Big 7 Travel, and they have released a list of the top 50 USA sexiest accents. So this is focused in the United States, and they have apparently narrowed it down with their database. They had a survey that they put out there.
And they were pretty comprehensive in regional accents.
Yeah, I saw the breakdown of this.
And
yeah.
it's kind of funny because two in particular that I would put neck and neck are at opposite ends of the list.
Yeah, this is weird, but this is how the people voted. And I'll lead with, you know, good news, I guess. Eighth on the list, Philadelphia.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
The Philadelphia accent is number 8 on the list.
Eighth sexiest accent.
That's interesting.
I think it's tough to impersonate a Philadelphia accent.
It is.
Obviously, you know, Tina Fey does a really, really good job of it. But I've heard other people try to do it, and it just doesn't work.
I will tell you who pulled it off perfectly.
I hope it's the same person I'm thinking.
Well, it's a movie that Steve and I reference all the time, is Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
There's the girl that plays, that she was a childhood friend of Rocky when she was a kid, and Rocky was going to, you know, go against the first fight against Apollo, tells her to stop smoking, all this. Anyway, they advance the story in Rocky Balboa. She's now grown up and everything, and they meet each other. This woman is Irish.
Yeah. She pulled it off.
And she is like the all that stuff. These really subtle and the, you know, the Tuesdays and stuff like that. And she nails it. I was so surprised to find out. I don't know her name, but I was so surprised to find out that she was Irish.
With
she
an Irish accent.
Killed it,
I think,
man.
It's really, really hard to do the impression, the accent, you know, within a sentence.
It's subtle.
I think it's really...
That's it. That's exactly it. I don't think it's hard. I think that some people try to go over the top with it. If you just don't go too much with it, then you got it.
Throw in your perfunctory Wooters and Thune and him, and those are the obvious.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
But finesse it.
If you just do the words that, you know, that are the obvious, Wooter... Tuesday, phone, all that sort of stuff. But when you try and put it in a sentence, like everyday conversation, it ends up becoming, like a little bit over the top.
Well, when Silver Linings Playbook was shooting here locally, the house that they were at, and I forgot who the family was that owns that house, but they were there for the filming.
Right.
And the dad, the older, owner of the house, was trying to walk De Niro.
De Niro.
De Niro.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Through the subtleties of the Philly accent, and he was no holds barred, just going, nah, you ain't getting it. He was like, you're not getting it. And he told him he couldn't. He didn't get it. And if you watch Silver Linings Playbook, he doesn't quite get it.
He didn't do it.
It's a little New York-y.
A lot of times it's better to sort of hit somewhere, like I would say, I find similarities between the Long Island accent and the Philadelphia accent. And I think people who overdo it ruin it.
Right.
Again, you come in low, and you're gonna be closer to the original Philadelphian accent. But go overboard, you lose it.
James McAvoy hosted SNL when the last movie, Shyamalan movie, came out, and he did a Philly accent, and he does a really good job, especially if somebody grew up in Scotland. When you can do it and eliminate a foreign accent to do a Philly accent, I think that's really impressive.
I think it might actually serve you if you do have a bit of a foreign accent, because you're going to concentrate on the subtleties that really telegraph an authentic Philadelphian accent.
We do have the Rocky clip, press, if you wanted to play that, Little Marie.
Okay.
This isn't from Rocky Balboa. This is the original Rocky, Marissa.
Okay.
Oh, it's from the original Rocky?
I don't know. Maybe she...
Keep back like a whore, I'll turn into one, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about.
No, it's that girl grown up.
Yeah, okay. And it's not the same girl.
No,
it's
not
the same actress, by the way. It's a different actress.
So there is, you guys all know Nick Kroll.
Yes.
And he's a great comedian and comedic actor, if you want to call him that. He is in a sketch that's like, it sort of lampoons a Philly pawn shop.
Yeah.
I think he does a really good Philly accent, and Marissa's going to grab a clip of that.
Grabbing also. It's a clip that was aired a couple times. You got it.
This is the Nick Kroll one.
Okay,
from Philly Pawn.
You're coming by tomorrow to pick up them laundries, aren't you? Anyway.
Oh yeah, I got to get them laundries.
Hello?
Murph. Dawn.
Oh, what's up, Dawn? You want advice on how to win a World Series?
No. I'm calling to give you advice on how to win one Super Bowl ever.
I got a pawn shop to run here, Dawn.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about that.
Listen, Jagoff. I got a whole treasure trove of Philly magazines, okay? One of them's got a picture of Darren Dalton
in a tux eating a hot dog.
That one where he got the mustard on his face?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, that would move here for sure.
Now that you mention it, I got them slacks worn by Jean-Claude Van Damme in that movie Sudden Death.
Double.
None of that is sexy to me.
No.
That's why it's funny that it's placing eighth on the list. There's also another clip coming over, which is What If Titanic was at a Philly accent.
No.
And Marissa, I sent you a clip of we're going to make crazy
busy. We're bombarding her.
Yeah. From Rocky Balboa, that might be it. But I love how you said mustard.
Yeah, yeah.
Mustard? Mustard. That's just a slight little walk over the T in mustard.
On the worst.
But I think, so there is a comedic part of it, like when Kate Flannery or something, you know, somebody like this does it. That's funny when you go a little bit over the
top. Do you find
top.
It sexy?
No, it is not sexy, but no, I don't think it's the Philly accent is sexy at all. But I just think that it can be funny. But somebody, you know, who can do it right and really play it off, it has to do it subtle. Maybe that would be a little sexier than the over the top funny.
When I first moved here, the very first thing that I noticed was instead of was
yeah.
That was the first thing I picked up on.
And that's Long Island as well.
I didn't pick up on Wooder for a long time until somebody had pointed it out. And the one that I absolutely positively, I have a neighbor who talks about going up to the Poconos all the time. And now I hear that in every single O sound, long O.
I you know what? And I don't find it sexy, but right from the get-go, I've found it, I love it. It has a warm, real regular sound to it that I do. I would say that as opposed to sexy.
Yeah.
A sexy accent, that I wouldn't say.
Do you ever catch yourself saying a word that, you know, like a little bit of the Philly accent, anything?
Yeah. I don't, I don't know if I've gotten an imprint of anything.
Yeah. I have. I absolutely did. One time, so it was getting ready for my high school reunion, and I was making videos because I was on the committee to try and get people to do it. I was posting them on Facebook. And so I wanted to do, because it was in the 1980s when I graduated, 1986. So I'm at home and I'm playing, there's a video of me playing on my video game.
Yeah.
You know, console that I have, and I'm playing Robotron. And I said Robotron.
No, yes, on purpose? Or
no, not on purpose.
It's getting you.
Kathy, Robotron. I didn't know I had
Robotron.
I didn't
on my video games.
I didn't know I had an accent, and I dated a girl from North Jersey. And when I had visited her and was hanging out with her friends, they were like making fun of me. Because the way I said phone, and I was like,
definitely do. I just meant them because they didn't grow up here. You know, like, is there anything that has, you know, creeped into your vocabulary that you didn't? Really
do you ever hear me? Do I ever slip with anything? I don't think so. One or two New York things that will slip through, but I'm fairly antiseptic.
Yeah,
because my dad was growing up. My dad was from Milwaukee. So he had that sort of.
Yeah,
so
I had a southern accent as a kid because I was born in Tennessee. I lived in South Carolina for a little while, but living in the Midwest kind of washed that out, and I have that kind of generic.
Which is good.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty, you can take it anywhere, kind of.
You can port it all over the place.
Yeah, so on our show, Casey, you probably have the thickest accent of any of us, I think, like, or most recognizable, but I'm just, like, at the radio station. Other than Jackie Bam Bam, does anybody have a thick accent that works here?
Pancake, what about maybe?
Pancake. You're right.
Does he?
Does Brent have a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. Yes,
Brent does.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, there are a few words that Brent is like him and stuff like that.
By the way, to point out, the Long Island accent is last on the list.
That is so least sexy out of any accent. I'll take the Southern accent.
I was there all the time. We go to Modell's. Get on the ways and go home.
Yeah.
It's just variations a lot of this guy of Philly. It's very, very similar. Very similar.
I think it's so harsh.
It is. And whenever you see someone on television, Kathy, that what comes from Long Island, they're always complete morons. It's always the case.
Well, and even if they're not morons, really, the accent, it's so harsh. It makes them sound a little bit like a moron.
Oh, Kathy. So I was watching. It's finally up on Amazon Prime. The Casualties of Love, the Amy Fisher story with Alyssa Milano.
I was just about to say that.
Nick, I watched it this weekend. oh, my car's, my car has a dent in it. Could you fix it? Could I fix it for you? Of course I will. I'll make it like brand new.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost cartoon-like, except that it's real.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly, they're not doing it enough.
Let me, all right, so that there's a clip over from Little Marie Grown Up, Casey.
Well, Marissa just got in my ear here, and she says she's got a better clip coming over in just
a couple
of seconds.
All right, well, hold on that. Let me go through a couple of the other ones, and we got a lot of phone calls coming in. We'll get to that in a moment. But number one on this list, and I'm surprised at a couple of them here. Number one is the Texan accent.
Yeah. Okay.
Number two.
By the way, for sexy.
Yeah, sexy. Yeah. A lot of women find
I kind
of
like it.
The Southern accent to be sexy.
I like a Southern accent. Mm. Yes, I do.
And there are varieties of Southern accents, by the way.
Some are lilting, some are arch.
Yep. And number two, though, the Bostonian accent.
No.
I've told you many times, it's unique.
Yeah.
And it's very, it's definitely got its own style, but it drives me a little crazy.
This is almost an inversion.
Yeah.
But except for Long Island. Long Island, definitely, I agree. Listen, and I'm from New York. But I know what is a grating accent.
Yeah. Is it just that it's so recognizable?
It might be. It may very well be, Casey.
That's very true.
But listen to this. Some of these are head scratchers. Third is New York. Okay.
Yeah.
Sexiest. Then Maine. The Mainer accent.
It's very similar to Boston. It's very, very similar.
It's a tamped down version of Boston.
It's almost a southern. It's like a hick version of Boston.
It's out of a pair.
Yeah, it's a little like that.
But they also.
There's a moose in the dumbwaiter.
I'm trying to think like.
Those are the elocution lessons you learn at the Maine School of Speech Therapy.
There's a moose in the dumbwaiter.
Maynard, there's a moose in the dumbwaiter. Off the tongue.
You guys are going a little too Golden Pond there.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, like, is Golden Pond set in
New Hampshire?
Okay.
Because it was Maine.
The same thing.
Which one does they'll put like R's at the end of words that have vowels in them? I have a friend named Melissa, and her family calls her Melissa.
Melissa. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. It's like I saw a film from the Beatles, right?
Yeah. That's
I seen it.
You hear that in Good Will Hunting.
I seen it.
The Boston accent. He'll say saw.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you saw?
Number five is Chicago, the Chicago accent, which is...
What is that?
It's the Bears.
Chicago! Yeah. Chicago!
The Bears.
Well,
that's a bastardization of it.
It's very... You know who used to have a real arch, but really... Dennis Farina, the actor who is in Get Shorty and Crime Story. He was a legitimate Chicago cop for decades, and he had that whole thing.
I have family in Chicago, and they're originally from here, so...
That's probably the issue there.
But I don't know an accent of theirs.
I do like that accent. I do, the Chicago accent.
Number six is Mississippi, so that's deep south.
Yeah.
Number seventh is the Hawaiian accent.
You know what accent I do like is like a North Carolina accent, because it's very similar to Philly accent. It's like a southern twang, but like what are you going to do?
Dog.
Not dog, but like.
I remember the time we had, what was his name? Whiplash and.
Yeah.
Why do you talk stupid like that?
I did not say that!
I told you guys.
I said I like the way you said dog.
Yeah. My stepmother, who, you know, most of my family comes from Kentucky, and my stepmother has the thickest accent I've ever heard from there. And I've told you she will add syllables onto stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, my shortened name is Press. But it's two syllables away. She says it's Prayus.
Right.
Prayus is basically what she's saying. Prayus.
My wife has in her family, her sister will take, and we're all, you know, Irish and, you know, New York and the general area, but her sister Barbara will take Claire and make it a three-syllable, Kalaya.
What I like about going back to North Carolina accent is men, I think, with the accent, end up sounding effeminate, which is, you know, it could be like the most manliest man.
I know what you're saying.
But because of the accent.
Yeah.
It just sounds a little effeminate.
Yeah, that comes out in South Carolina as well. Whole Carolina, and to use a politician, somebody that we would like, Lindsey Graham,
right,
has kind of a
sort of a.
It's got a
there's
a bit of a
also
feminine.
Sometimes there's a little bit of a sis going on.
Yes, yeah, sis.
Yeah, a lot of sibilants popping. Mm-hmm. You need your plosion guard on your microphone. Because you get spittle all over it, dribble down your chin, makes quite a mess on your pantaloons. There's a precision to the, yes. And then some people, Obama used to have it. It was the President Obama,
those sharp S's. All right, hang on here. This is the Titanic with a Philly accent.
Yes.
Okay, we'll play some of this.
This water is so beautiful. I hope I can spend it someday looking at it with somebody on this boat. Rose. You've changed my mind. Give me your hand. Hold on to the railing. Keep your eyes closed. Don't peek.
Well, we had the marshmallow guys on at the Camp Out for Hunger.
Yeah, like, straight up.
Straight up.
Loved it. Loved those guys.
And then their personalities were great. Yeah, but like but that's, that mixed I equate, with the accent. Like,
I equate that kind of with this that accent. Yeah. The Philadelphia accent to me feels friendly and warm, you know?
Okay. But
that kind of guy.
So just hang with me here, okay. Case.
All right.
Can't you tell the difference between somebody who has a Delco accent and somebody who doesn't?
I just equate it to like a Philly accent.
Can you regionally, to Kathy's point, could you tell the difference between a Delco accent and a Ross County accent?
I think so.
Yeah, probably. Because those guys are definitely Delco.
But it's a little like stronger. It's a little more.
Like cooler.
Like really, super really cool.
I mean,
Jesus Christ.
Hang on. Right. Let's not go there.
All right. Hang on. I want to play this clip, Case. This was the to the beginning. This is that actress in Rocky Balboa, an Irish actress pulling off the Philly accent. Yeah. And she does it subtly, I think. So I don't know which particular one this is, this segment. But
look, I know I usually don't say a lot. I'm always listening and looking. But you know who you are, you know, the part of you that's so full of life. I mean, we all have that feeling, that fire, we usually never get a chance to use it, and then it just goes away. But you can. You've got this opportunity, so do it. Why not?
It's subtle. She doesn't.
Are you from Ireland? You said that you're from Ireland, pretending you're from Philadelphian.
There was only one word that she said that sounded Philadelphian when she said use it. Use.
Exculpatory.
Yeah, but that's it. That's why it sounds so good, because it's not that over-the-top comedic.
Because always when any question like this comes up, you're going to go to the default words that trigger the accent.
Accent stinks! What is that? Are you from Ireland? You've been lying to me all this time, trying to make me believe you're from Philadelphia, you're actually from Dublin.
Hang on, let's go to the thickest Philly accent.
Top of the morning to you.
That we know, and Flossie's. Hey, Flossie, how you doing?
Good morning. Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? Oh, you're trying to be all sexy now, Flossie?
I'm calling for my award. I'm calling for my Philly accent award, and I'm also calling Kathy. You need to come over to my house so I could teach you how to say Pashunk the right way.
Don't understand. People from South Philly are the ones telling me how to say it. It's Pashunk.
It's Pashunk.
That's what I say.
Well, you're kind of mixing them together. I'm noticing you're kind of saying Pashunk.
Pashunk.
Here's the deal. Wait one second. Flossie, at some point we got to get you in here and do a Flossie sex line. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, my God.
How are you feeling today?
Just let me know.
Are you turned on?
Just let me know.
All right.
I'm open.
So I Flossie is a perfect example. I wonder if someone else believes they exceed naturally Flossie's. But doesn't she see? It just sounds
nice.
Nice and
sexy. Nice, yes.
And good.
Sexy?
Yeah.
No.
No.
And that's just me.
And you know that, Flossie.
Yeah. I mean, a wonderful, kind, decent, warm person, but not at all sexy.
No.
Not to me.
No.
Are you hard over there?
I'm going to New York next weekend, so I'll see if I can practice some of that.
Yes, well,
both of the men together.
Eighth sexiest, you know it.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Flossie.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. We'll see you later. Hang on, let me go to Andrew. Hi, Andrew. Good morning.
You guys rock.
Thank you, Andrew. What's up, buddy?
All right, well, my wife hates my Philly accent. It's not even a Philly accent, but there's one word that she can't stand me saying, and you've talked about it a couple of times. It's water.
Yeah, get over it, woman.
She cannot stand when I say water, and we have three daughters, excuse me, and every time I say water, she's like, now, girls, it's water.
Yeah,
sorry. Andrew, sorry, it's Yeah, go ahead.
I do the exact same thing. I do not want Jace to say water. And,
yeah,
I correct him all of the time. Every time he says it, I make him say water.
Andrew, where's your wife from, by the way?
She's from Senegal.
Oh, she's got her own accent then.
Okay. So, because my wife is from Jersey, and she's got a stick up her ass about the water as well, and she corrects my kids all the time.
Got to stick up her ass?
Yeah. Yeah. But she says, like, mittens and kittens. Uh-huh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's got that whole New Jersey thing.
That's the one I don't allow in my house.
Mittens?
Scranton?
Yeah. Mittens, getting that, any?
Getting that.
No.
Getting.
I think it's harder to omit those T's than to say them.
No, it's harder to omit.
Harder to omit them, yeah.
Omit.
Another one is winter. It's not winter. It's winter.
Winter, yeah.
I'll correct him on
just
that one, too.
It's easy. Andrew says she hates it, huh?
She hates it, can't stand it, and corrects me every single time. So I'll say, okay, water.
Water.
All right, thanks. Hey, what are you, from Senegal? Yeah.
There's, if you guys ever saw, what is the marathon bombing in Boston? What's the name of
Patriot Day.
Patriots Day. There's a couple that they follow, and he is constantly correcting her. She's not from Boston, and he's always telling her, this is the Boston way to pronounce things.
The horrible thing is a lot of times when I'm around somebody, and there are certain accents that I love to do, and dialects, I do Russian and all those. Mm-hmm. We had a Russian photographer in here. And I Preston, you remember I had to apologize. Am I doing my fake Russian accent?
You kept doing it right back
to him.
Yeah.
So my buddy went to New Orleans for, I don't know, like Jazz Fest or whatever. And then he comes back. And I was like, dude, you know, how was it? He goes, oh, man, I love Nolens. I was like, shut up, dude. You know, like, just because you went to Nolens doesn't mean you have to say Nolens the way Nolens say Nolens. Just say New Orleans.
Stuff like that gets under your skin because when I went to Hawaii and I was calling it Hawaii, you were like, and you get used to speaking that way if you're there for a week or two or something like that, you know, and you were like, did you always say it that way?
Yeah.
I remember you saying that. Or did you just say it since you visited?
Uh-huh. Well, Brian Regan's bit Hawaii. About the news reporters. We go now to Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
Is, by the way, is New Orleans on the list? Because that is a sexy accent.
The Cajun accent is 15th. So I don't see
Van Damme.
No, I'm sorry. New Orleans is 25th.
Okay.
Oh. So Cajun's obviously much stronger and more arch than the New Orleans accent.
Yeah, not Bobby Boucher Cajun.
No. One of my best friends, her mom and dad were from New Orleans, and they spoke like that their entire lives, and they would call it New Orleans. You know, that was just how they said it.
If you want to hear a bad one, it's in the movie Hard Target. It's Wilford Brimley doing, I think I'm going to shoot this arrow at you.
Oh, really? I don't think I ever saw that one. Other ones on the list, after Philadelphia, which is number 8, is, okay, so the St. Louis accent, where I hail from.
So give us the authentic.
It is not sexy at all. It's stupid sounding. First of all, it's a generic Midwest accent, but if you were born and bred there, then there are certain pronunciations that you have. And I've said this to you guys before, the vowel phrase or is pronounced AR. So use the word 40, a local that grew up all their lives will say, literally, they'll say farty.
Farty.
Irish. Not farty.
Yeah.
No, farty.
Farty.
like you're saying the word fart with a Y on the end of it.
Like party.
I remember when I was in kindergarten, my teacher, we had to, there were some like t-shirts or something like that we were going to get, and we had to fill out a form for them, and the teacher called it an ardor form.
Yeah.
An ardor farm.
There you go.
And I told my mom, I'm like, I don't know what an ardor farm
is. I don't even like otters.
It's an ardor form.
I didn't get my otter.
Ardor.
Where's this otter farm at?
I thought we were going on a field trip to an otter farm.
No, it's ardor. Ardor Farm. And so it's a dumb accent. I don't know why it ended up on this list.
I read a long time ago that news anchors will be trained to hear the St. Louis accent and try to replicate that, Preston, because they figured that was like the most innocuous American accent, you know. So like Peter Jennings was supposed to speak like somebody who's from St. Louis.
Really?
In order to, I don't know if that's still
40 people were killed in an explosion today. What'd you say?
Well, Nick, I've told this story before, but I had a friend who he is an anchor. He was here in Philadelphia. He's out in California now, and he had a very thick Philly accent. Oh. And he actually went to classes and read a book on how to get rid of it. And now he just sounds very neutral. But yet he had to train himself. I mean, and after college too, had to train himself to completely change the way he was speaking.
Kind of boring.
Another one from St. Louis is Warsh instead of Wash.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear people like Washington.
Yeah. Wash your clothes. Yeah. We're going out to Washington. Yeah.
Oh, no. I washed my otter farm in my pants.
I actually was, I had to do a service call, and I had a woman from the Midwest. I don't necessarily think her accent was sexy, but I loved talking to her. It was definitely a pleasant
What's
phone call.
What's your name, Short Stack?
Short Stack.
A little less smoky.
you're what I'm having for lunch.
Hang on. I don't understand this. I'm going to go to Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Good morning.
Hi, you guys are out.
Hey, thank you, Sharon. What do you want to tell us?
Okay, so I used to be a filmmaker in New York and Los Angeles, and we would travel all over. And I was assistant director, and I had a DP on set. And right before we were about to shoot, I said, hold up, because we had to do something.
Yeah.
And everybody stopped and looked at me, and the director of photography goes, are you from outside of Philly or Philly? And I said, yeah. And he goes, you're the only people I know who say hold up. We say hold on.
Yeah, hold up, you'll hear in New York. Hold up, hold up. Stop.
Oh, okay.
Hold up.
But, yeah. So that's what you meant, right? Hold up, meaning
meant,
stop?
Yeah, like hold up, like stop for a second. We got to do something.
They don't say hold up. They say hold on up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But every time, and everywhere I've ever been, every time I say hold up, they're like, oh, you're from the East.
Yeah, and there are a lot of little things like that that I am not aware of. Obviously, use is like the biggest one. So when anybody comes here and says like y'all, I'm like, use ain't from around here.
Yeah.
And I know, man, there's a just a, but like little things like
God.
Hold now, up versus hold on.
You made me think of another colloquialism, which is Ewan's. Which was used in St. Louis instead of you all or y'all. It would be Ewan's.
Ewan's?
Yeah. How Ewan's doing tonight?
So
shut up.
What would you say conversely to this whole deal? What do you believe is the sexiest dialect
in America?
Would you tend to think Southern, the Southern lilt?
It can be. I'm having a hard time picking one that I would say would be the sexiest.
Like Harper Lee, perhaps?
Yeah.
No. There was a lot of love in the family.
Where's she from? Because I have a specific state in mind that I
New think. Hampshire. No. I don't know where she's from.
I think Georgian, that Southern accent, love it.
Mm. That is a good question, Stephen. I'm looking at all of these other ones because it run down the list. I'll zip right through these. Californian, Northwestern, Chicano, Miami, a Youper. Really?
Is that Pittsburgh?
That's like Canadian, right? That's up north, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Youpers.
Yeah.
Cajun, Midwestern, Alabama.
Alabama?
Baltimoreese.
No. What does that sound like? Give me an
example.
It's
like Philly, but worse.
Okay. Yeah, watch the movie Diner.
Yeah.
Virginia Piedmont. Tennessean, Kansas, Connecticut, Cleveland, Oklahoma. I don't know.
Some of these are very generic and just shades off of other accents.
Yeah.
If you're talking much more discernible accents, you go from like Philadelphia. Yeah. There's definitely a California accent. There's definitely a Mississippi. And then go up to, you know, like Fargo.
Yeah. What's a hoitoiter? Anybody ever heard of that?
No.
I'm not familiar. Hoitoiter. Hoitoider.
I didn't see it out on the otter farm.
Providence, Colorado, Appalachian, Pennsylvania Dutch.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Hoitoiter from North Carolina. Oh, high tide.
High tide.
Hoitoid. High tider.
That's what, in the Carolinas?
Yeah, that's so hoitoid. It's a bastardization of high tider becomes hoitoiter.
Okay, whatever.
Which actually speaks to what Casey was talking about earlier, is somewhat of a Philadelphia accent in North Carolina.
By the way, New Jersey was 49. It was next to last.
Next to Long Island, which was at 50.
Yeah.
The sexiest would be a Gary Lauer accent.
Hang on a second. I'm going to go to the New Jersey thing. I have Jay on the line who wants to comment. Hey, Jay, good morning.
Get him a body bag, Johnny!
Oh, my God.
Get him a body bag!
What's up, Jay?
Oh, I'm doing great. I married a Jersey girl like Casey did, but her mother was from the Bronx, New York, and her father was from Hazleton, Pennsylvania. So I got a mixture of both. But I get crap for correcting her when she says chocolate and coffee. And then she'll say something, I don't know what's the dialect up in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, but it sounded like Southern hick.
So there's one of my ports is I will say occasionally chocolate.
Yeah.
I will do that.
People still make comments to me about chocolate as well.
The one that pops to me in that type of accent is your daughter is pronounced daughter.
Daughter.
Daughter. Yeah. Like D-O-O.
Your daughter's a whore.
There's also water. I get that.
Wada.
Yeah, that sounds like Boston, too. Wada.
Where's the water, Johnny?
Yeah. But I hear daughter all the time.
No, you're right. There's
Thanks, Jay.
Think of like, in fact, Bugs Bunny is a blend of the Bronx and Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what Mel Blanc was going for, that real New York-y sort of sound.
Here, do me
sarcastic.
Do me a favor. Say that three-syllable word.
We're not going to say the way you say it.
No, it's not the way I say it. Three-syllable word for pretty.
You want me to say
it? Yeah, it begins with a B.
Beautiful.
Okay, you say it?
Beautiful.
But how you would normally say
it. Some people say beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. That is definitely a Philly, but like my, beautiful. Is that a Philly thing? Because my mother-in-law says it that way, beautiful, and she's from Jersey.
Do you backhand her when she does it?
I do not.
Not sure, Case. Hang on a second. I'm going to go to Jamie, who's from Texas, which has the number one sexiest accent on this particular list. Hi, you're on the air, Jamie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up, Jamie?
Okay. Well, I'm from Texas. My husband's from Philly.
Yep.
And we still have issues with how he says water as in water.
Yep.
And I say, there's no warts in water. Say water.
And does this happen often, or just is every now and then does it just get under your skin? Really?
All the time, and it annoys you all the time.
The other one is radiator and radiator.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard radiator. I'm a radiator guy.
Oil and Earl. There's all sorts of different the classics Earl. Are there. But, yes, do you agree? Obviously, you very well might that a Texas accent is very sexy.
I think so. I call my family all the time, and I never realized how much of an accent they had until I moved up here.
Yeah, it sounds like yours has faded quite a bit.
Yeah, and I used to say y'all all the time.
Yep.
Until I had a boss that made fun of me every time I said it.
Well, now it's actually kind of common, y'all. You'll hear it out. It's runs across everything.
Yeah.
I'm
not a fan of y'all.
Yeah.
And I grew up saying y'all.
Yeah.
It seems lazy to me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all right. Thanks, Jamie. What?
Imagine if they had, like, instead of the Dukes of Hazzard, it was the Dukes of Havertown. Yous all come back now. You here? Yous here?
Uncle Jesse. I put dynamite on my ear roll.
Yeah.
I put dynamite on my ear roll.
Yeah.
And I blew up something. Yeah. It blowed up all over.
We got about a minute before we're going to go live on Fox Good Day here in a second, because we've been holding out because this is too much fun to talk about. But these are the sexiest American accents. And this is according to a media company called Big Seven Travel. And they have the top 50 USA sexiest accents. I've never seen the breakdowns quite like this before.
No, it seemed to be, we'll take it. We're eighth in, our native Philadelphians. You can delight in the fact that you're in the top 10 sexiest accents by this reckoning here.
Yeah.
I mean, we usually get screwed on everything, but.
Pennsylvania Dutch. How about all those sexy Amish out there, man?
Grudge.
That's 41st. What's that?
Grudge. You don't park your car in the garage. You park it in the grudge.
In the grudge?
Yeah.
Grudge.
The grudge.
Okay.
The
I'd be going off to work at my job at Radio Shack.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. And I would like to see a representation of some of these done sometime, where somebody actually goes through and has examples of each of these, because I don't know what a few of them are.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.